Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Back to the eye discipline comment that you mentioned, because Dan also mentioned that a little bit. I think generally I understand the concept, but for you, what was the specific struggle? I get what eye concept, eye discipline means, but what for you was not working in that regard that multiple people have now brought that up?
Ask the question again, please.
Basically, for you, what is the struggling with eye discipline? What does that actually look like for you when you're watching the tape or watching the game?
All right, you understand when the call is called, okay, where are my keys? All right, what am I looking at? If I'm in man coverage, all right, make sure my eyes are on my man. If I'm in a combination where, all right, there's a possibility of a swap, the three guys that are in that combination, we're all keying the same thing, okay? We go through our fast motion rules, understanding who's taking one out, who's taking two out, who's taking three out when they get into a loaded concept. So it's not a simplistic answer because the different calls bring different, you know, keys and reads, but it's nothing that we weren't prepared for. We splashed Green Bay plays in. Now, we didn't tell the players that, but all during camp, because it was a Thursday night game. There was only going to be one game prior. So the concepts weren't concepts that we didn't think they were doing. We just didn't play it well, you know, at the wrong time.
Do you think last year there was an issue in that department, or was it just something that you?
I'm not worried about last year, just to be honest with you. I
just mean from a development standpoint.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm not worried about last year. I'm not trying to, you know, we didn't play well enough to win the Green Bay game. Okay. The reason we didn't play well enough, we didn't have great eye discipline. I'm trying to answer the question for you.
Joe Witt Jr., I watched both the Kingsbury and the Joe Witt Jr. press conferences after the show. Not that there isn't justification for being testy and being a little bit short. And he actually apologized because he started to talk about something from last year in a later answer and then said, my fault, I shouldn't have snapped at you because I just talked about last year. But there's pressure on Joe Witt Jr. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There was pressure coming into the season. They had a really good week one, and they had a not so good week two. Other than up front, they did a decent job against the run in the Packer game. Javon Kinlaw has been outstanding the first two games. But defensively, 17 games this year at the end of it, we're gonna look at it. And if it was not a meaningful improvement from 2024, it's going to be a lot of talk about Joe Witt Jr. We had it, you know, I'm not interjecting this as a topic in week two because they weren't very good against the Packers. This is something we all talked about during the offseason. We'll see what happens. You know, I've had many of you reach out to say, why doesn't Dan Quinn take back play calling? I don't know that that's the issue. I don't know that the issue is the coordinator, the scheme, the play calling. I don't. I do think that looking at this team and the personnel they have on defense, now they lost Dietrich Wise, obviously. I think their personnel is at least slightly better than it was last year. So the expectation should be a little bit higher. But with that said, the teams they're playing, the quarterbacks they're playing, the receivers, the running backs they're playing are also different than the ones they faced last year. All right. Washington beats the Raiders on Sundays if my keys to the game. I watched basically the entire Chargers-Raiders game from Monday night. Watched it, you know, the broadcast, watched a lot of the All-22 because, when we get these AFC teams that we don't see, and it's early in the season, we haven't seen a lot of the Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys either. But it's, a lot of new stuff. You know, the Raiders hired Pete Carroll in the offseason, hired Chip Kelly to be the offensive coordinator, went out and got Geno Smith. You know, that's an organization that thought about this season as a season in which, hey, we can contend. We can play for something. We can have a winning season. They're in a tough division for that. With the Chargers, obviously, the Chiefs and the Broncos, there were high expectations for Denver this year. But, you know, Pete Carroll, as an older coach, maybe that was part of it. You know, if you were going to go for a rebuild, you maybe hire somebody younger. They brought Pete Carroll in, and they're all in a little bit on not the Super Bowl, not a division title, but on having a winning season and contending for a playoff spot. They're off to a 1-1 start. They beat the Patriots in the opener 20-13. That was on the road. And then the home game on Monday night, they lost to the Chargers 20-9. A big part of that loss was Geno Smith throwing three picks in the game. He's thrown four in the first two games. He leads the league with four interceptions in two games. All right. I'll just say one thing about the Raiders in general. I think that this has a chance offensively, even with Mariota at quarterback, to be a big day through the air. They don't cover well. They seem disorganized defensively. You know, and Graham's been a good defensive coordinator. Now, their pass rush with Max Crosby can be a problem. So my number one key, Washington beats the Raiders if they protect the quarterback. I think that quarterback will be Marcus Mariota on Sunday. You have to account for Max Crosby, but I think if they can protect the quarterback, which they could not do against Green Bay, and by the way, part of that protecting the quarterback means to run the football a little bit. But I think there's some big chunk opportunities both, you know, through the air yard route and also with yards after catch against this Raiders secondary. Will Washington protect with a different offensive line Sunday? I'm not discounting the potential, not probability, but the potential that Josh Connerly Jr. could take a seat for Andrew Wiley, or maybe Allegretti takes a seat for Wiley. So at least they've got a player that they... Because Allegretti hasn't played well either. I think, as I mentioned yesterday, there's a chance they could go with six offensive linemen, not because they've got an issue with protecting, but because John Bates isn't going to play more likely than not. And that sixth offensive lineman could be a guy like Trent Scott. I saw Pete Haley, who's now up in Connecticut. Pete, of course, used to be in town. I saw him tweet out, "I'd love the odds on a Trent Scott touchdown catch." Remember, he had that touchdown against the Bengals. So don't be surprised if you get a sixth O lineman who's essentially replacing John Bates, you know, and they can go 12 personnel with that, and they can throw out of that, you know, and that can be part protection as well. Trent Scott would be, if he lined up, would be ineligible. Eligible, not ineligible. Did I say ineligible? He would be ineligible. But I could definitely see on Sunday, after watching the Raiders defensively, if they can handle Max Crosby, not easy. You cannot let Josh Connerly Jr. go solo on Max Crosby. That would be negligence at the highest level after what we saw last week. Max Crosby may have the highest motor of any player in the league. Quinn said that the other day. It's so true. every single time you watch Max Crosby, it is just a motor like it never stops. The energy level he plays with, you have to account for Max Crosby because he can wreck a game. You know, and this is one of those games which, even with Mariota, I think they can win the game, but not if they take big sacks that end drives, not if they turn the ball over because of pressure. I would imagine that Max Crosby is going to be handled by more than Josh Connerly Jr. or by a replacement for Josh Connerly Jr. But I think if they can protect their passer, again, I think it will be Mariota. We'll see. Things may have changed here, and we'll find out, I think, within the hour. I think they can throw the football. I think this could be a big day for Ertz. I think it could be a big day for Deebo Samuel. I think it could be a big day for Terry in this game. It'll be interesting if Noah Brown doesn't go. Is it Chris Moore? Is it McCaffrey? I think it'll be Moore. He's played on the outside. They're going to miss Noah Brown. You know, the players that they lost, Bates, Brown, Wise, and Eckler, that's each one stings because there aren't obvious replacements for any of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Number one key to beating Vegas on Sunday is to protect the quarterback, because I do think that their best way to move the football, and I'm not advocating, you know, calling 50 pass plays to just 12 running back runs. You know, I want them to be able to run the ball. That's part of the protection of their quarterback, is to run the football and be able to maybe play action off of running the football. But the protection of the quarterback on Sunday is crucial, because if the quarterback, whether it is first and 10 play action or third and 9 drop back, if you can protect the quarterback, I think this will be a different game for the receivers and the tight ends and maybe the backs as well, in terms of their ability to be open, much more so than they were against Green Bay. Number two, have to take advantage of what should be an absolute advantage Washington has defensively up front against the Raiders' offensive line. The Raiders do not have a good offensive line. Plus, one of their players, their starting right guard, Powers Johnson is his name, he could be out, and it's not a good O-line to begin with. To me, after watching what I watched in the opener against the Giants, I know it was the opener, but Kinlaw and Payne, Armstrong, this is a better defensive front than the one we had last year. Now, you know, it did a decent job against the run, although Jacobs did get yards when he needed to get yards. You know, I think the talk, and I don't know, you know, I had Steve Suter do the film breakdown. Steve talked about it was a pretty good job against the run. I still think Jacobs, when they needed him to get yards, got yards. But it wasn't a terrible night. It was an average to slightly higher average night against the run. They got torched through the air in that game. But if the mismatch against the Raiders offensive line is what I think it is, and Washington comes out with the kind of energy level and the kind of dominance they had against the Giants offensive line, I think that that's a huge advantage for Washington. I think this could be a defensive-led win. I think the Raiders could have a difficult time running the football. Did you know, I saw this stat, that Ashton Jeanty is averaging 0.2 yards before he gets contacted. That means there is immediate penetration, and he is getting hit in the backfield. He has actually done a phenomenal job of making people miss or breaking tackles just to get back to the line of scrimmage at times. Raiders' offensive line is not good. And I'll tell you what, when you, in the Chip Kelly offense, you need some time for your quarterback. And Geno can rip it. Make no mistake, Geno can rip it. He can make every throw. He's also a risk taker. I've always liked Geno Smith. And they have speed defensively. The fourth round pick, Thornton, number 10, I mean, watching him and then going back, he's a 4-3-4-4 guy. You know, they got Jacoby Myers, who's definitely more of a possession underneath guy. They've got some speed. So D-line, this is their game Sunday against the Raiders O-line. Stop the run, but then get after Geno and don't give him time, because if he has time, they've got burners. They've got big play ability. So I look at this game and I'm like, if we can protect the quarterback, whether it's in non-passing situations, play action, or it's in drop-back situations, obvious passing downs, there are going to be people open. And if the quarterback, if it's Jaden, I'd feel super comfortable. But I feel good about Mariota hitting wide-open Ertz, hitting, you know, Terry with separation this week. I see separation. I see players open against the Raiders secondary, different than the Packers secondary. And then flip side, if the D-line can, you know, dominate what should be a banged up and not very good O-line, then the Raiders are going to have a difficult time. This is a game in which Washington can win in the trenches. And I didn't think that they did that last Thursday night. They certainly did not do that on offense against the Packers. What else did I have here? Yeah, I mean, in addition to, you know, owning that line of scrimmage, you've got to tackle Jeanty. Jeanty hasn't gotten off yet, but he's totally capable of it. And he is a guy that can make people miss and can break tackles. He can get three when there's nothing. He can get back to the line of scrimmage when there's minus two. He can get 10 when there's four. So you've got to tackle well in this game against Ashton Jeanty. Yeah, I mean, I like the advantage Washington has up front on defense. I think that is a key to the game, to take advantage of that. Because if not, I could see the Raiders getting some big plays. You give Geno time, they've got guys that can get open and can get open deep. Back to Washington's offense. You really have to be more balanced, especially if it's Mariota, but even if it were Jaden Sunday. Let's be balanced. Let's get Kroski Merritt into the game. I think the running back situation plays out this way. And I'll ask Ben about this in an hour. I think it's Kroski Merritt to start. I think he's in the huddle on first and 10. I think that Chris Rodriguez gets short yardage opportunities, but I think he'll also get a series or two, you know, depending on the context of the game and how many series they have. I think he'll get a first and 10, a second and four, second and five opportunity in a series in for Kroski Merritt. But I think Kroski Merritt, Bill, will be the starter. And then I expect to see Jeremy McNichols. I know how much they like him. I know how confident they are in him as a pass protector, as a he's the Eckler third down, you know, back. He's not the early down Eckler replacement, but he is against, he's not the early down replacement, but he is the third down replacement. Look, you cannot protect the quarterback consistently if you're going to call 50 pass plays and just hand the ball off 12 times. You know, Quinn pointed that out. Washington's got to be more balanced. I am interested to see what they do, you know, up front. You know, can they go 12 personnel, keep Raiders in their, you know, base, which is a 4-3, and can they throw, you know, off that and get people open? I think they will be able to do that. What else did I have here? Turnovers are going to be key in this game. You know, this is the way you lose Sunday, is you end up with two picks. You end up with a high throw to a wide open guy, you know, over the middle, Ertz, and it gets picked off by Jeremy Chin, maybe. Yes, he plays for the Raiders. You cough one up, you know, on a backside hit by Crosby. They haven't turned it over in two games. They also haven't gotten takeaways. If you get two takeaways, if you're plus two, I think this is a double-digit win. If you're even, I think it's a close game. If you're minus two, I think it's problematic. You know, I think they could lose the game. You could say that about almost every NFL game, but the Raiders are going to need, coming in tired maybe, they're going to need a couple of plays. You can't give it to them. They've got a good punter, and Carlson's a very good kicker. You know, so if it comes down to that, they've got, you know, two good kickers. We've got good kick coverage. And I thought Jalen Lane looked good on punt returns last week. I did. What else do I have here? Yeah. To me, it is protect the quarterback, and you can have a big day, I think, throwing the football against their secondary. Be disruptive up front on defense, because I think you can stop the run, and I think you can get after Geno Smith. And I think if you don't get after Geno Smith, they've got guys that can make plays. They've got team speed at wide receiver. Oh, and they've got Brock Bowers. Okay, they've got arguably the best tight end in football. All right, 112 catches as a rookie last year. He's not 100%, but he played on Monday night. But if you give him time between their receivers and Brock Bowers, Geno can pick you apart. He's capable of that. But with pressure, he'll put him up for grabs, and you got to make him pay. And then I do think that turnover margin in this game, I mean, you can say that about almost any game, but I think in this game, you cannot give the Raiders life by giving them short fields in this game. I see a Washington win with either quarterback, but I think it'll be much closer with Mariota. Our predictions later on in the show. All right. Ben's coming up at 11:30. We will get to an NFL preview later on in the show, but you're going to hear from Jay Gruden next. Jay jumped on my podcast, which will air later on today, but I carved out about 10 minutes of Jay talking about Jaden and how to protect him. And also just the overall thought about how to replace Bates and what to do with Connerly Jr. You'll hear the former head coach Jay Gruden next when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.